Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kennedy.
Hello.
Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan. Yo. Oh, damn it. There we go. There's producer Dan.
Hello.
All right.
Hello,
welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic. Nobody else on the show knows what the others are bringing, and then we discuss. If you would also please leave us a review, that helps other people find out about the show. It affects the algorithm.
And we all know that algorithms are important.
They sure are.
How else will I get all my fake news?
Kennedy, what you got?
Well, it is Monday, so that means a new episode of
This is it!
I'm going to apologize in advance for this one, but why? Annie Dowell told us that she's already had a pumpkin spice. So here is our fall This or That.
Oh. One more week. It's still summer.
It is. You see what you did, you basic bitch.
I know.
Your fault, Annie.
I done fucked
you
up.
You used to be Team Summer. What happened?
I used to be cool.
You used to be 10 toes down for summer.
I had to fight my son over the weekend. We wear these, we get these like rope bracelets. My wife buys one for me and Barrett every summer. And we cut it off at the end of summer. And he wanted to take it off last week. And I'm like, no. September 21st.
I know. I'm with you.
All right, so here we go. Pumpkin spice or salted caramel?
Salted pumpkin caramel.
Spice. Neither.
Really?
Yeah.
I like salted caramel.
I guess it's like a chocolate. I mean, I don't have either, really.
I know you don't like flavors in your coffees and such, but maybe an ice cream or a pie or a cake or a pastry of some kind.
You ever got the what was that thing I used to get at Starbucks?
Frappuccinos or something.
Would it have whipped cream on the top and salted caramel?
And they waved it near coffee.
Yeah,
there was
it wasn't really a coffee.
I swear to God, Starbucks doesn't sell coffee. They got unicorn whatevers.
Unicorn kisses.
All right. Fuzzy socks or slippers?
Fuzzy slippers.
I still have my Tom Brady slippers that I got like a decade ago from my wife for Christmas.
Slippers, but I fuck with fuzzy socks,
too.
I love fuzzy socks. My sisters and I all love fuzzy socks. If you send my sisters fuzzy socks, it's better than sending money. Sweater or flannel?
A flannel.
I do love a good flannel, but I've only got one. I have more sweaters, so it has to be sweater.
Hoodie. I don't have flannels or sweaters. I suck at fall, apparently.
I have many sweaters, but I do love a good flannel, but only if it's not mine.
Yeah.
The flannel you buy for yourself, it never fits right. It's too tight. It's whatever. You need a boy's flannel that you take and keep as your
Why
own.
Why are y'all stealing everything?
It's what we do,
Give
Dan.
Me my sweatpants back.
One of my friends gave me a flannel that she had in like high school and college, and I wore it to the beach, so it has like, it's like faded from the salt
water.
Oh, it's the best.
You ever see that flannel store going up to like one of the big ski resorts in Vermont or Maine?
Oh, yeah, that's where you get the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, they have it at the Big E. It's in the Vermont house.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy one, but it was 9,000 degrees, and
no,
so I did not.
Every time I drive by that, it's a warehouse on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, like Vermont or whatever, and I'm like, oh, my God, that place would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, if you go up skiing, purchase me a couple.
Okay.
And finally, I think the most important question, even though I've not watched one of these movies, I know it's important to you guys, Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town?
Halloween Town.
My wife loves Hocus Pocus. Our family friends love it. I don't get it.
Hocus Pocus is not it.
I like Hocus Pocus for the first half.
It's just,
and then it falls off for me. But I just, you know, you like that it's filmed up here. Mm-hmm.
It's
and
the Halloween
that.
Town
Halloween
me.
Town is one of the best Disney Channel original movies of all time.
Easily.
I promise to watch it this year.
It's
then.
So good. Yeah. Calabar's Revenge.
You've never
Revenge.
Seen that one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, why would I?
Yeah.
I don't have kids.
It probably hit different for me in like 1995 than it was for you. But...
No, but I asked you guys really to do well homework done. Sometime and watch old 80s movies. I will do the same for you. And that's what I've got.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy. I want to talk about this Gabby Petito story. If you've been following along, this girl and her fiance, they bought a Sprinter van. Well, she bought the Sprinter van, and they both quit their jobs, and they were going to travel the country over the summer and then document it all, you know, Instagram influencers, YouTube channel,
bloggers,
whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then he returns home to Florida in the Sprinter van, and a couple of days after he gets home, her parents,
ten days.
Yeah. Her parents, who live in New York still, report her missing.
Yep.
Then we get a part of the story where they were pulled over for a domestic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that apparently she attacked him. Those were what the witnesses said and what she told the police and what he told the police. And so now they just found her body, what they think is her body.
Yep.
And he is still missing, not missing, on the run, whatever.
He's hiding.
He's hiding, right?
Wait, being aided and abetted by his parents.
Right. I haven't followed the story. Brittany's obsessed with it. So they went around the country.
They were going across country. They were going from New York to Oregon.
Yeah. And then he just came home without her and thought that would be fine?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And then waited 10 days and was like, oh, yeah, she's not here.
Mm-hmm. Like, how does he think that ends?
I think that...
Well, he lawyered up. He lawyered up. So they show up at his house to talk to him. And he says, you talk to my lawyer.
Refused to talk.
They took the Sprinter van, so the FBI has the van. And now, I guess they go to look for him this week, and his parents are like, oh, he left on Tuesday to go camping in the woods.
No, they said he left a note on the van, and we left it, and we left the van there because he might need it when he comes back. That's what I read.
Is that what they
anyway.
Said?
Yeah.
I
didn't see that part of it.
Seems like a totally reasonable time to go camping.
Just the fact that his parents are like...
Well, just the fact that he was not brought into the police station, and I don't give a fuck what they had and what they didn't.
Right. Well, they can't do anything. They had nothing on him in Florida.
They can bring you in for questioning.
They cannot, actually. It's against the law to just bring you in without reasonable cause. Yes.
His girlfriend's missing.
But that's in another state. Florida doesn't have the jurisdiction.
So bad.
It's wild. I get all of that, but these are the laws that we live under.
Right.
And they can't.
They do down there.
We just can't. The police can't come to your house and just take you.
But if you're a person of interest, then they should be able to. I don't care what state you're in. If you're a person of interest for somebody in a missing person's case.
But there was no crime.
But it's a missing person's case, and he was a person of interest.
But it doesn't matter. They're not bringing him into putting him in jail. They just want to talk to you.
Right.
And they have to talk to you in a place where you can be videotaped while being spoken to. And that's all that is.
But it's not legal to do that. You're not required by the law to do that. And then another part of it, and like I said, I've been watching this from the beginning, that there is this whole racial aspect of it, that this story is headline news on every network because it's a blonde white girl.
That's 100% right.
Oh.
That's not even a question.
Right.
Of course.
Is he a white guy too?
Yeah.
People
young,
of color white,
go missing every single day.
Beautiful couple, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Attractive people.
Right. I think a lot is being said about, you know, the reason for the first time they got pulled over was a domestic situation. And I think it's really important, while women can be abusers and women are abusers, and I've seen it in my life happen.
Right.
Must also know that men can be incredibly controlling of women. And I don't know if you saw the interview with the police officer where she was just saying, I just didn't want him to get mad at me. I just didn't want him to get mad at me.
They were fighting
all
morning.
In my opinion, you can make her say, you can say stuff to her until she... You know, you gaslight her until it hurts, and then she has nothing left but to act out in rage, and then he doesn't look like the bad guy she does.
What the thing that surprised me, too, and I didn't know this part of it until this morning, they've been dating since high school, they were like 14 or 15 years
together
old.
Together forever.
So, you know, I'm not saying you would see signs, but you would think if she's known him a long time. Her family has known him a long time. All the families have known each other, you know.
You keep a lot of stuff inside sometimes. You don't share it with everybody else. Abusive women in abusive relationships, most times you would never know they were.
The more toxic the relationship, the more you hide.
Mm-hmm. And I follow, you know, quite a few Instagrammers who, as I say, call them if I go missing. Don't call the cops.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they have pictures of like a witness who drove by the van who says they have a blurry thing of a guy digging a hole back there and her flip-flops were next to the van.
Right.
In all of this.
I watched a TikTok video of a girl who alleged that she gave him a ride out there, and she said that he offered to pay her $200 or $250, and she said it was just weird, like we were going to give him a ride. He just said he was stuck and needed a ride, and then he offered to pay like $200, which was kind of a red flag. It's like, we would give him a ride for nothing.
So wild.
So, yeah.
Who gives rides
it's
to
sad.
Strangers? That.
Yeah. I know.
I think there's a whole community of travelers out there, nomads, that, you know, kind of look out for one another. Mm-hmm. And if you see somebody stranded, you know, you're going to help them out.
I always want to pick people up, but I'm like, do I want to get chopped up today?
Please, Annie, please don't.
Mm-hmm. I know. But, like, sometimes people just need a ride.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I gave a guy a ride from a gas station. He was really old. And we went to his house, and he had to look for his key.
I remember that.
Yes.
What if he's innocent? What if he's completely innocent?
Then why are you running?
Mm-hmm.
You're just making yourself look more guilty.
I agreed. You know, somebody said maybe it was death by suicide, and he freaked out and ran because it obviously looked suspicious.
Right. He went home for 10 days and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's very not innocent.
Or maybe nothing happened. Maybe they got in a fight, and she said, I'm staying. You can take the van and go.
Well, then you would
because
come
that
home
is
and
the
say
thing
we got
too.
In a fight.
It doesn't matter. He should have said something.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that his parents, this woman's parents, are begging and pleading, mm-hmm. you are the only one who knows. I have known you since you were a kid,
right.
and you won't talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's bullshit.
It's because he did
fuck.
All of the murder.
Thank you.
That is the...
it's so gross. I feel so sad for her.
Yeah. Poor girl and her family.
For the family.
It's like watching
the father on TV. It's just, and I do love that they're not just sitting idly by. They're not allowing, you know, the Laundrie family to just put out statements without coming back with their own statements.
Right.
You know.
It's just hard to watch. That whole interview with the cop was so hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
She was so jittery and so nervous and so mm-hmm. calling it OCD and just, I just...
Yeah.
I thought she was covering the whole time.
Hmm. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, they say the woods that he's, I guess it's just outside of Sarasota.
Yeah.
And it's like 20,000 acres of woods. And that's where they think he went. They don't even know if he went there.
Right.
That's where they think he went.
Yeah. The parents told them that. The parents could have put him on an airplane somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea.
It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
It does look way guilty.
Yeah.
He looks super guilty.
Looks so, so bad. So bad.
Hmm. All right, Annie, what you got?
So this is kind
Gabby
of
a- Petito, by the way. That is her name.
Yes.
If you want to look up the story, if you had not heard that.
Yes. This is kind of a stupid, way less, you know.
No, that's all right.
Whatever. So whenever Rob and I go out, we kind of have this joke where he always flirts with the server, or I'll flirt with the server. And like, who's the server going to like better? Is whether it's a girl or a guy.
Okay.
One time the girl liked me better, and it was the best thing.
How do you know they like you better?
You can tell.
I see.
You can just, you know, you feel
all
the
right.
vibes.
Okay.
You feel the vibes. She was loving me.
Who wins more?
Probably him.
I was going to say the pause already told me.
Yeah, you know I don't like to lose. So yesterday I went out for the game. He wasn't there, but I was with his old roommate, one of his good buddies, and the server loved him. Like, before he got there, we ordered something, and she was like obviously running around. It was a busy bar, or whatever. And as soon as he came, she was like, "What can I get you?" And she was like all attentive with our table, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Is that the one I met?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, it's the dimples. 100%. It's the dimples. I mean, I get it. But I don't know if you guys do that. Like, do you try to get like chummy with the bartender or whatever? Do you usually just keep it moving?
Can I tell you, since we've been on the Cape, so many guys will just flat out flirt with my wife in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're a little bit older.
100%.
Right. And she eats it up.
Of course she does.
She loves it.
Human beings love attention.
I'm like, you know, I'm like right here.
Yeah, that don't matter.
Yeah.
Flirting is the best, though. It's as long as it's not like inappropriate.
Right.
It's harmless.
I don't flirt because, to be frank, I really don't even think I know how anymore. But I'm always out of my way nice.
Yeah.
Like, out of my way nice.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to be a bother. Because I have a tendency to sit somewhere for a while.
Yeah.
Which I know sometimes people are like, can you move? No one ever needs the table where I go.
Right.
But, you know, but they know me. And I'll be like, if you need me to leave, please just let me know.
Right. Because you'll bring a book. And
I tip hard enough that they're usually like, let her stay. But I always try and be friendly, certainly, with them because they're working their asses off typically and getting yelled at by other people next to me. So I try to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did get flirted with by the girl that dropped off the mulch. I forgot about that.
Wow.
The mulch girl. Yes, she flirted. Lana rolled up. She's like, what's going on here? I'm like, I'm just getting some mulch.
Mm-hmm. Likely
same
story.
Same thing that happened to you at the restaurant the other day.
That's right. Just getting my mulch from this cute girl. I don't know what's going on. Do you want dark chocolate or red?
Do you get like hyped for yourself when someone flirts with you? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The last time it happened was at Levitate. I think I mentioned this.
Yep.
Standing at the bathrooms and this girl walked. She stopped right in front of me. She's like, "Hey, how are you doing?"
One of the other servers came
like,
over.
I was like,
me?
How are you? I'm good.
One of the other servers came over and she's like, "I love your outfit. Loving my jeans, like rubbing my leg." And I was like, "This is the best place ever. I'm never leaving." Dan, what about you?
Everybody likes Brittany more than me when we go out. She's so fucking personable.
She really is.
Everybody loves Brittany.
She just wears a sign on her head that's like, "Talk to me."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or she won't even give you the chance. She's going to immediately talk to you.
Your days of quiet lunches alone are over.
And I'm always like, "Why are you talking to them? They're trying to eat." So yeah, it's always her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the person who talks for a living, she's far more sociable than me.
I totally believe that. Sometimes you don't want to talk anymore.
I know.
And that's okay.
All right, Dan, what you got?
So I want to talk more about the Melrose Rat thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea about this until Kate Merrill did it in her news story.
I don't think any of us did.
And if you weren't listening, apparently Melrose is overrun with giant rats.
The rodents
like
are coming.
Like sewer Master Splinter trained the Ninja Turtle rats.
Yep.
And they're everywhere. They're coming up to people's doors at night in hordes and scratching at their doors to get inside. It's a fucking horror movie.
It's a nightmare.
A woman killed 48 rats.
And apparently, I have no idea, it's been going on for years. This woman said, "I haven't been able to go to my trash at night in 4 years.
What?
I was just reading an article before this started.
What's in Melrose, man?
What is why?
Why? I need to know.
Maybe because it's all the construction. So I know in Charlestown they're having a conversation about this right now because they're getting ready to tear down about 25 acres worth of buildings.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood is concerned that when they tear down these 25 acres of buildings that all the rats that are there are going to.
When did they start building Encore?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been 5 years now, right?
Yeah. Since they started. That might have had something to do with it.
Yeah,
we can. I always get more mice when somebody builds in my neighborhood.
I would say that was empty. That wasn't. It was kind of empty property, though. It wasn't like
it doesn't have to be full.
Yeah, yeah.
It just has to be a place.
It's all toxic over there.
They don't care. That makes them stronger.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? We're right out of my head. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're saying that they're so big they're breaking right out of the bait traps because they can't contain them because they're so fucking huge.
What's happening? Mm.
The best way to contain to get them, from what I understand, this is for mice too, but I just couldn't do it, is...
Mice is one thing, giant rats.
With a bucket of water.
And you drown them?
No, well, you have a bucket of water and then like a pole that you put through it so it will spin, and you put like peanut butter or something on the pole so that they go to, and then they can't... Mm-hmm. Keep their footing, and then they get in the water, and then they get tired and drowned. Yes.
So
that's,
I read,
the best,
there's really not a
way.
Humane way to do it.
There is, actually, because I was just reading a story the other day. It wasn't about Melrose, but it was somewhere else was having a problem. And what they are doing is, because one female rat can birth up to 1,000 rats over their lifetime,
nope.
I guess, was the number I think I read, is that they are putting pills in rat food to make them impotent.
So what? It's like Plan B for rats?
Yes. And that's...
They're chemically castrating rats.
They are. This is... They're trying to be humane and not just kill them. So they're just feeding them food that causes them not to be able to have babies.
Right.
Wow.
Which I thought was actually a pretty genius idea.
It's just the wildest story.
But it doesn't do anything for the ones that are here now.
Right.
Imagine it's just as soon as the sun goes down, you hear...
No.
And they're at your door. They're trying to get in your house.
No.
The mice run through my bedroom every once in a while.
I've never had like a mouse or rat problem like that. We get them in the shed.
Yeah.
Like they'll rip through the tarps or whatever, but never inside of the house.
Yeah.
And a giant rat is so different than a mouse.
No, they're big. And they're smart. They're so smart.
Have
it's
you guys ever
mice.
Dealt with rats or rodents in your
Well, house? Kennedy's
I know Kennedy's.
Yeah. No. I mean, our place doesn't have a basement. I feel like if you have a basement, you know, you're more susceptible.
My parents had a problem with voles.
Mm-hmm.
What is a vole?
Some kind
it's
of rodent.
It's another kind of rodent.
It was like digging in the yard into the basement, and my brother lived in the basement at the time, and so... He said he could hear him in the walls, and he would try to go to sleep.
That's messed up.
I can't. I, like, that stuff doesn't freak me out, like mice and stuff.
No, I'm not scared of them, but if there was hordes of them coming out at night.
Nope.
Like, what
when
is going on
in
Melrose?
When you hear them underneath the bed, it would bother you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a pretty, like...
And I'm a very humane person, but I got to the point that I just couldn't be humane anymore about it.
No, like, I'm a pretty, like, I would probably, like... I'll try to get an animal outdoors or something.
Right.
But if you're there's 48 rats and running around the yard, I'm going scorched earth. There's leave me no choice.
100%.
Our boss, Mike Mulaney, lives in Melrose, and I want
to
be like, what's up, dude?
I know.
He's never said anything.
I just looked up a picture of wolves. They're adorable. They look like a gerbil.
Well, they were ruining my parents' house. Mm.
Sometimes adorable things are the worst.
Like me.
That's why I was looking dead in the windows of your soul when I said it.
And there it is.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Good luck with rats.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.